The protests sweeping Venezuela, started by university students a few weeks ago, have turned deadly as the government violently cracks down. More than a dozen people have died. Food shortages and lawlessness are rampant. Barricades are popping up all over Caracas, some erected by protesters, some by the government. One of those blockades is set up just two blocks away from Henry Dartanay's house. He is the lead singer of a big-deal Venezuelan rock band called La Vida Bohème. The band's second album, Será, came out just after the death of Hugo Chavez a year ago. It won the Latin Grammy for Best Rock Album last year and has now become sort of the unofficial soundtrack to the protests. Henry Dartanay, welcome to Studio 360.
Hello, Kurt. Thank you for inviting me.
Things sound pretty chaotic. Where are you right now?
Well, right now I'm at my home here in Caracas, Venezuela, and I'm, like you said, I'm two blocks away from a barricade, but it's actually a citizen barricade.
Uh-huh.
What's been happening is that because of the protests and because of most of all because of the chaos, some people have taken it to, you know, they're scared that the government might attack. They have built barricades that actually are becoming quite a hassle, not only for government, but all of the citizens.
Can you leave the house and walk around and go shopping and do your business, or is it dangerous to be outside?
I could go outside right now, but it might get violent, and it's better to stay home. Going shopping has become a hassle because there's a lot of shortage of goods. Just yesterday, one of the Venezuela's most important boxers, Antonio Sueño, died kidnapped and murdered, and this is something that constantly has been happening in Venezuela for many years. Just in 2003, we had over 24,000 violent deaths. The government has been, and I think that's something that has to be stated very clearly, the government has been acting very violently against the protesters.
Right.
So it's very chaotic, very anarchic, and I don't see any of the decisions that are being made. They have all been leading to a more violent escalate.
Your songs have been sung and played, I read, at a lot of the protests. I want to play a little bit for our listeners of Aún, which means still in English.
Las rodillas me tiemblan, pero no puedo parar. Quiero que mis hijos tengan lo que a mí me quisieron quitar. Aún, ay, aún, ay, aún, ay, aún.
I'm going to do my best to translate it to English.
Okay.
It is. Now that my legs are tired of so much walking, I have left the mountain to never come back again. My knees are trembling, but I cannot stop. I want my children to have what they tried to take away from me.
Now, you wrote that song long before these protests began, but it sounds like it was a protest song when you wrote it a long time ago.
Yes, I think most of the things we're living now, I think, are it's all like the conclusion of something that has been happening for a long time here in Venezuela. For every Venezuelan, even if you're not involved in a political way, your life is at jeopardy in a sense. And it's I think, more than a protest song, because it has become a protest song. I think it was something that it was in all of our heads, you know, being young people here in the country.
Right.
So I've been very political and active in that sense since the first time I started writing music, because I always thought it was like a responsibility, just by the mere fact that and there's not one government that has the right to attack its people. And I think that being in the 21st century, it saddens me to see that it's not only something that hasn't stopped, but now that we have the technology to see it's happening, it keeps happening. When more people should be aware of the crimes that are being not only made in the countries, but against humankind.
And when famous Americans, most famously Sean Penn, come to Venezuela and embrace Chavez and speak up for the Venezuelan government in the United States and elsewhere. How does that make you feel as a Venezuelan?
Well, I respect them, because for them, when they see it, I think they're more in love with the ideal of the whole thing.
Yep.
But at the same time, I would invite them, you know, to try to live here even for a week to see how it is for all of us.
Yeah.
I do believe that this will come to a positive outcome and a nonviolent one. But it all depends truly in the way we handle each other. There's 28 million people here in Venezuela, and not all of them are going to agree all the time. So, and we have to live with each other and respect each other and try to build a country that is good, at least, if not good for everyone, at least a country where each and everyone has a chance to build themselves and realize themselves as human beings and individuals.
Well, I wish you and your friends and your fellow citizens the best of luck.
Thank you so much, really.
Henry Dartanay is the lead singer and guitarist of the Venezuelan rock band La Vida Boheme. You can hear some of their songs at studio360.org.